Markets finally have something to trade on. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. The time just before Christmas was not a good moment for markets. The Dow and S&P hit lows they hadn't reached for about a year and a half. Since then, things have slowly been improving. Let's talk to Chris Lowe. He's chief economist at FTN Financial. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
So markets had a pretty good day yesterday, and they look like they should be doing okay today. What do you think is behind this?
We're actually trading on individual company earnings. And, you know, that's sort of a remarkable thing because we have traded on everything from the Federal Reserve to politics to, you know, vague foreboding over global economic developments. But it is fourth quarter earnings season. And the last couple of days, the news has generally been better than expected.
Unless you're Tesla, CEO Elon Musk said he was going to cut 7% of the workforce, trying to get the price of the Model 3 down to $35,000 so the company can reach economies of scale. What happened to Tesla?
You know, looking back at it, it doesn't appear that the company's sales targets were necessarily all that realistic to begin with. And then on top of that, stock buyers had built in even more optimistic assumptions.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sabri.
The Detroit Auto Show is in full swing, and sure, there are some neat cars on display, but in many ways, it's also a peek at the changing structure of the auto industry. Jamie Kitman is New York bureau chief for Automobile Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning.
One trend that appears to be fairly robust is this idea of joint ventures between two unrelated brands to work together on, say, electric cars or some sort of other cutting-edge technology. Did you see that? And what is behind that?
Well, we absolutely saw it. One example would be the Toyota Supra, which is also very closely based on the new BMW Z4. BMW uses Toyota hybrid technology, and the Supra is more of a BMW than it is a Toyota today. Another collaboration that's important was the announcement by Ford and Volkswagen that they'll be working together to build a new line of small and middle-sized trucks. Also, they laid the groundwork for future collaborations in the area of autonomous and electric vehicles. What's behind it is that there's really huge capital demands on the companies from the need to develop these new technologies. The companies, you know, they sort of have to deal with it, whether they want to or not. And of course, one of the factors driving that is the stock market, which is hugely impatient. They want the companies to be bounding into new technologies. At the same time, they demand the robust, if not the best ever profits now. So one of the only ways to deal with that is to pool resources.
Ford trotted out a souped-up Ford Explorer, which is kind of the future of Ford, right? Isn't it canceling all of its North American sedans?
That's true. They're planning to cancel almost all of their passenger cars. So they're very committed, as it stands, to a SUV and crossover and pickup truck lineup. One wonders what their position will be should another gas price hike occur.
Did we get any sense for this continuously in the future of electric cars?
Well, we saw a couple of new electric cars. There were the Infiniti and Nissan both showed concept cars. There was a new Hyundai SUV in an electric version. There's no doubt that the electric car is coming. There is the sense in America that the Trump administration has slowed its role and it's not helping its development. But I think the pressures from around the world is driving, you know, that forward in any event.
Jamie Kitman is New York bureau chief for Automobile Magazine. It was good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Not everyone gets a chance to study the economy in school. Anyway, who doesn't need a brush up? Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that we hope is smart, accessible, and hopefully even a bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that, we think, is good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
The shutdown is starting to reach into some far corners of the economy. Yesterday, we mentioned how it was affecting immigration courts. Today, we can talk about how it's going to affect the Super Bowl. Federal workers are involved in preparing for the Super Bowl, and some are on furlough or aren't getting paid. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Getting ready for a Super Bowl typically involves collaboration between local law enforcement, stadium security, and federal agencies, ATF, Secret Service, and the FBI. Tim Bradley's a security consultant at the Incident Management Group.
At this point, the plan should already be in place. The complication with the government shutdown, what type of federal assets will be available to be on site and assist in the security and response.
A Homeland Security spokesperson told NBC this week the department is prepared to do its job. Then there's air traffic control. Some meetings with FAA staff have been canceled. Dan McCabe is an air traffic controller and union rep in Atlanta. He says that could be a problem as passenger counts nearly double and private jets crowd local airspace.
The potential for delay is huge, and that delay spreads out well beyond Atlanta, into Memphis, into Washington.
McCabe says air traffic will be safe for the Super Bowl. It just might be slow. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Amazon is going to have some serious competition in India. Asia's richest man, Mukesh Ambani, is rolling out his own online shopping form. Ambani's telecom company, Jio, already has 280 million subscribers, and he has a retail business with 10,000 outlets. He plans to lean on both to create an e-commerce platform. India is the world's fastest growing e-commerce market. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.